are occupied. Two seats apart. Two seats apart. Yeah, it's good to see that people are still coming to church despite all this happening around. Well, yeah. I really wanted to come to church, but knowing my physical condition is really scary. I just take responsibility that maybe people, when I try to cough in the train, people will look at me and then, you have corona. So I just refrained from coming to church. So I stayed at home, and I'm really glad Mark also had a live feed of the worship, I mean the service in the church. Well, I still miss having fellowship. That's why I'm here, and very thankful for Takako to bring me here. So, yeah, everything is possible in the Lord. I have a very wonderful experience yesterday. Quite scary, but scary in my part because I'm far from my son. So I have already shared it in my Facebook so some of you who have read. Well, yesterday was my son's 20th birthday. Yeah. Hallelujah. So he is now a certified Filipino citizen. He graduated the ROTC, or the Reserve Officer Training for military. So it's a requirement in the university in the Philippines. Everyone has to go through it. So he already graduated that course. And yeah, he is able to understand the Philippine constitution, the laws of the land, and also the how to assemble and disassemble a rifle, yeah. So it's quite impressive. So in his part, like, he really didn't have any background about it, but for him, I'm very happy for that achievement of his. And another achievement of his was yesterday, he traveled alone from Dumaguete, going to Cebu alone. So it's one of my joys to really know that he can, he is able to communicate already with the local, that he is able to use the language. And he didn't have so much fear, knowing that he can already understand speaking the dialect in the city. But one thing that really made me very happy was on the March 13th, Friday, their classes was suspended indefinitely. So they are ordered to go home. From yesterday, ordered to go home to their respective provinces, because the school will be put into lockdown, because there is one case in that city who had a coronavirus case. So the university will be put into lockdown, and then the students will have to go home. So my home country, my hometown is in Mindanao. It's quite far from where my son was. So it was just God's right timing that my husband took a ticket for him on the night of Friday, so that he can travel on the Saturday, on the 14th, noontime. Because after the plane arrived Cebu City, there was a directive from the city government of Cebu that no airplane or boat or any vessel will have to get into Cebu anymore. So I was just crying yesterday. I was crying at home, like, knowing how God really put everything in order. So my son was able to reach the destination where Colin, my friend, on the orphanage. So my son is put into a voluntary quarantine because the city where he was had a coronavirus infection, so he has to do a voluntary quarantine. So he's now in a hotel alone, and he is safe there. So my friend Colin is taking care of him. And everything is going well for my son. So that's one thing that I'm really praising God about, that God is really in my son's path. So as a mother, I can't explain the worry that I feel. Like if I try to communicate with him, where are you now? But he cannot reply because he was putting off his phone because he's trying to save the data and he's trying to save his battery. So of course, I didn't know what happened, but in the evening when he was already settled in the hotel, we had a video call and then he told me in detail what he did from the very morning until the very night that he arrived in the hotel. And he bought like a Jollibee meal. Jollibee meal is an equivalent of McDonald's meal here. So like a lot, because he said, "It's my birthday, Mama. So I will celebrate. It's my birthday." So he had a Jollibee meal, a lot, one bucket of chicken in 6 pieces, then a family size of spaghetti, and four rice, and then a French fries. And my friend gave him a birthday cake. So it's like, "Are you going to finish everything?" He said, "No, I'm going to finish this until tomorrow and the next day." So it was just a fun to look at my son being settled there and safe. So I'm really thankful for the Lord because you are part of his life. So you keep on praying for him. And I know how God blessed him through you also. So I'm very thankful. That's the happy part of my story. And then the sad part is that my grandmother already passed away. Yeah, she passed away Thursday. And one of our problems was how to tell my mother. So my grandmother died 6 in the morning. And for the whole day, I kept on talking to my sister, and we should find a way how to tell my mother. So in the evening, my brother's supposed to go, but he was on duty. So I was forced to come online and tell my mother, because my sister was really anxious about what will happen to my mother. So yeah, at the moment we tried to tell her, she said, "I cannot accept what you're telling me because I haven't seen her yet." So, of course, I said, we tried to comfort her. And I said, "Just cry, Mama. This is the truth. We have to tell you the truth. And this is the truth. Our grandmother already passed away this morning, 6 o'clock. And we have to tell you because you might get angry with us. And then suddenly you will know she's not anymore around." So that's at that time, at that evening, she really wanted to go. But he said, "No, it's already evening and it's dangerous for you because she's not really feeling very well. And they still have to fix things up in my grandparents' place." So the following day, my sister find a way to how to bring her to the wake. So she was also able to go there. And yeah, everyone was scared. Like even her sisters and in the family was scared about what will happen to my mother. But because of the grace of God, and I firmly believe it's God's way of telling my mama to let go of everything. Because my mother is kind of like the boss of their family. Even if she's already not in a walking condition, she's still kind of boss them up because she's the eldest. But this time we told her it's time to let go. Your sisters and brother are already grown up, so you don't have to take all the problems that they have. So because that is one of the requests of my grandmother, to just let go, because just the two of them are best of friends. So yeah, thank you for praying for my mother also, and I'm looking forward also to see my relatives maybe in the summer. I'm going home, but I don't know if I shared to you before that days before my grandmother died, I went online and had a video call with her. I was able to talk to her a little, and I prayed to her. And everyone also prayed along. And my grandmother was really agreeing to the prayer that we had. And it is it somewhat gave me peace, knowing that she is already prepared. She was already prepared to really meet the Lord at that time. So I just, my prayer was just, she meant it as we prayed. That was just my prayer. But of course, it's God's way. Whatever God's will was, so that was it. As long as I have obeyed the Lord to really pray for her in public, in the presence of my relatives. Everyone was really around at that time. After the priest, after the priest went there, so I prayed. So, yeah, that's the sad part of my story. And the not so sad is that I'm still working. I'm still working, and we are still paid by our company, even we don't have students. So that's one thing that really makes me thanking God also, because some of the companies, if you have no work, you're not being paid. But as for me and my case, so I'm really grateful that the Lord still provide for what we need. So I will still go to school even if we don't have students. And I'm getting better physically. How do you call that? Like the catching up of breath is not anymore experience. But for a past week, for a week now, so I'm breathing normally. But of course, I still have like sometimes hoarse, and then like it's like kafuncho. I sneeze and I cough a little. But physically, I'm getting better, so I'm really thankful to the Lord. I'm keeping myself well because I need to have a medical checkup soon for the next school year. So it's very important. So thank you so much for continually praying for me and my family. So those are my good news and little bad news and the futsu. God bless you all.
One thing I noticed in all that Michelle had to say was she said she was thankful. Over and over she kept saying, I'm thankful, I'm thankful. Many times. And for me, for this living in Japan, you know, we go through severe earthquakes and all kinds of things every few years. So still very frustrating and weighs heavy on everyone. But, I'm not saying... But especially the pastors. But I think the pastors have to make some spiritual decisions and some logistical decisions and things like that. And so it's in our thoughts and in our minds. And I'm going, God, help me keep this in perspective and help me to be thankful. Those two things. I'm not preaching today, but anyway. Chris and I chatted a little bit this week about some things. And... Boy, perspective, right? In March, a few years ago, the first cases of the Spanish flu pandemic happened in Kansas, in America. Private Albert Gitchell of the United States Army reports to the hospital at Fort Riley, Kansas, complaining of cold-like symptoms of sore throat, fever, and headache. By noon, 100 of his fellow soldiers had reported similar symptoms. This Spanish flu went on to kill 675,000 Americans and 50 million people worldwide. This was in 1918, okay? 1918. So, perspective. I know it's can be frightening, and we shared our fears last week, what we had to confess. Man, this thing got me, It really, it's coming to get me. I remember Chris's words. I thought it's coming to get me, and I thought, yeah, me too. But, you sit back, You focus on God's word. You worship God like we did today, even if you're by yourself. And you look at his word. And what does his word tell us? Colossians was written to a young church by Paul. And in chapter 3, he says it a couple of times. But here he says, let the peace of Christ, to which you were also called in one body, rule your hearts. What is ruling our hearts? The news? I mean, let's stay away from it if it's ruling your hearts. You know? Let the peace of Christ rule your hearts. And then he says three more words. And be thankful. I'm thankful that I live today and not in 1918 when the Spanish flu killed 50 million people worldwide. In big, wide open America, they couldn't find enough places to bury the people. It was so bad. They were wondering what to do with all the bodies. I think we're a little cleaner and a little better off today than it was then. I'm glad to be here. I'm glad to be in church worshiping and drawing strength from God's people. That's what I feel. Let me encourage you to be thankful and remind you that we have the peace of Christ living inside of us. Let's reflect on that instead of toilet paper. Amen.
Thank you. I'll beat Grace. So. Yeah. The Olympics haven't started, but I won already. We just want to be thankful too. I've been asking for prayers for a store. Our employee from Vietnam, Queen, he finished last week. He was very nice, and he was thankful for what we did in the time that we had. It was really fun, 3 years with him, and he's ready to go home. And I was aware that last year, somebody called from Saitama asking if they wanted to come and work for us. But in that time, we didn't need anybody. So I just passed the telephone to Makiko, and I said, just get the number and information just in case. And it happens that he really decided he wanted to become, learn Okonomiyaki, Hiroshima Okonomiyaki. And he moved to Hiroshima anyway. And he started working in another store. And then Makiko contacted him again, and he happened to be in Hiroshima. So praise the Lord. I want to be thankful for your prayers. He wanted to work with us. So I think he quit his job before, previously. And then he was available just in time that Queen left, and he just walked in. So I just ask you to prayers for him. His name is Yuta, and he's young, and he didn't have experience. He doesn't have a service experience. He's a computer programmer, and he wants to do Okonomiyaki. So pray for him, because he needs help, and I need help to make sure that he transitions well. That's exactly. That's the problem. That's my problem. So please pray for me. Pray for me, and thank you. Pray for my sons. I'm more concerned that they be active in their spiritual life. I was gladly surprised. I was talking to Rikito, my second son. He's in Yokohama, and we were just talking, and he said, "Oh, I just, what are you doing?" And he said, "Just watching some movies." And I watched this movie. What was the name of the movie? It doesn't come up right now. Lost my train of thought. But I wanted him to go to church, and he said, "I was watching this movie, and this character happens to be a Christian." It was a war movie. What was the name? It was about Japanese war. He was. He didn't want to fight. I forgot the name of the movie. I'm sorry. Axel Ridge. Yeah. So he saw. from the fight in Japan in Okinawa. Nothing comes come. But he was saying that Rikito called his attention. He said, I want to watch this movie because he's Christian. And I was happy that he already has. The God is touching. I've been praying for him because he's by himself. But he's with the fellowship, actually. He lives with two of the members of the church. So I'm glad that work is working in his life. Ryoken is doing a Bible study in Seattle, so I pray that he continue. And Thomas in Tokyo, he just plays around too much. He has too many friends. I hope he finds time to do a Bible study. So pray for Toma and Rikito and Ryoken. Thank you.
Hello, everyone. My name is Grace. First is Chris Sensei reminded me about my country. Sometimes I forget about my country and the needs there. We've had locust invasion for probably more than 2 months now, and they're just moving from one province to the other. So to us, corona is nothing. We already had a problem there, and please pray for Kenya, the locust invasion. Of course, we've not had corona until this week. One person was confirmed, and it's because she traveled from US and transfer through London and then come to Kenya and bring the virus. So she's already confined, and we just pray that it will not spread. So pray for the locust invasion. And so this week is really amazing, and even as Michelle said, one of the things I've been thanking God this week is that thank God that my job is not affected by the problem that is going on, because I watch the news and there are people who are affected. Either their children can't go to school, so their jobs are affected. Of course, they might be paid for staying at home, but most women who are sad is because they might lose their jobs, because the government will pay you for this time, but it won't pay you forever. So you have to keep your job or lose it. So I'm thankful to God, and I pray for my brothers and sisters in this church whose jobs are affected. Some are not coming, not because they don't want to come, but because just in case they get sick, they will lose their jobs. So we have our brothers and sisters here who are missing because of their jobs. And so I'm thankful for that. And this week, two things happened, and I want to praise God for them. You know, the news of corona is just everywhere, like Kevin Sensei said, and our minds are just, like every day, I just want to see the news and see how many people in Hiroshima, but thank you, Pastor, for reminding us. That's not what we should be focusing on, seeing how the numbers are increasing. So God did two things this week that I want to thank him for and to encourage you that despite the news of corona, God is still doing amazing things. And he just wants us to think beyond corona. And God used someone who doesn't believe in God, like I've not confirmed, but I think she doesn't believe in God, to just show me that you just don't have to be so fearful and closed because corona is spreading, so you can't talk, you can't do anything. So something happened this week. Last Sunday, when I left church, I went home with Joyce, and we used the kerosene heater, and somehow my kerosene was finished. My neighbor used to help me to go and buy the kerosene, and sometimes I'll buy from the trucks, but this season I haven't managed to catch the truck. And my neighbor also became busy, so they bought for me the trolley so that I can be able to take my gallon and go to the fuel station myself and buy the kerosene and come home. So when we got from the church, we went to buy a few things from the supermarket, and then we went home. So Joyce is tired. I tell her, you, Rusuban, stay at home. I will go and buy the kerosene. But I was so tired. I was so, so tired, but I have to, because otherwise we'll freeze in the house. So I close the door, leave Joyce in the house, and I get out, and I just want to get about a kilometer or less away. I just want to get there as quickly as possible and come back to the house so that I can take a rest. So what I do is I close my trolley. Usually they're made to be closed, and I just carry it like a suitcase, and I begin running. And then another car is coming from behind me. So the person comes and slows down near to me, and then she stops. I've not seen this in Japan. It's so strange. In my country, people stop and ask for, we call them lifts. Can I lift you to somewhere? So in Japan, I don't know about this. So I was surprised. So I just thought she's stopping to go to her house or something. And then she opens the passenger window and tells me, can you come to the car? I will take you where you're going. Okay. First, I see if there are passengers behind, because they are scary. People in Japan who are kidnapping people. So I don't know. So, and she's speaking English. She's Japanese and she's speaking English. Me, I've never seen her. I don't know her. But she's telling me, please come to the car. We'll take you where you're going. I ask her, is it okay? She said, yes. I confirmed there are no people, other people inside the car, and she's a lady, she's alone. So I tell her, is it okay? She said, yes. So I enter her car with my gallon, and then we start talking. She said, I normally see you and your daughter. You live in this neighborhood, and my mother lives in this neighborhood. I used to live with her, but I already moved out. But we see you, and we admire you with your daughter. So if you don't mind, I want to take you to where you're going to buy the fuel, because I saw you running. That's what she said. And so I'm just still confused, and I don't know what's happening. So she drives me to the fuel station, and I thought she was just dropping me there, but she get out and helps me with the gallon and to press and to start putting the kerosene inside, and she's just there doing all that. Me, I've never seen this lady. I don't know her. So she does all that. She carries the thing. You know how heavy it is. And she puts in her boot and closes and says, go in. I will take you back to your house. I know your house because we see you and your daughter and we know you. So she just takes me back to the house and we talk. I tell her our house. I tell her the number of my house. I didn't bring my phone, so I cannot even take her contacts. And then we get out of the car, and after we talk, she tells me, I'll give you a hug. Japanese people don't hug. Who is this coming to hug me? And we are just meeting for the first time. She comes and gives me a hug, and she just wishes me well with my daughter. And she leaves. And I just tell her my house is on the second floor. It's very easy to understand. I don't have my phone. I cannot take your number or anything, but please come to our house and see us. And she goes. And before she leaves, she hugged me because I said, you are an angel. I believe God sent you because I'm just so tired. I was just wondering how I'll go and take the fuel. She said, no, I'm not an angel. Let me just give you a hug. And then she went. And then, honestly, I don't know the motive of this meeting. Sometimes I thought, oh, she's Jehovah, so she's Jehovah Witness. So maybe she wants to, I don't know. I was just thinking. Or she wants to hook me later on. Honestly, I don't know. So the next day, she drops a note in my house. We find it after we come back. I'm still working. Joyce is going to Hoikuen. And she has written to me, Grace, she remembers my name. I am really sorry. I realized yesterday I hugged you and I didn't have a mask. You didn't have a mask and there is corona. It's too late. But you know, she just reminded me, you know, we just forgot about corona. She doesn't know me. She doesn't know where I've come from. She doesn't have a mask. I don't have, but we hugged. So that's all. She sent the note to my house. She didn't leave her number or anything, so I cannot contact her yet. So I just have to wait. I've been praying for her that she will come again or we will see her again. She described her mother's house, but I still cannot figure out which is which because she said there are flowers outside our house, but there are several houses with flowers. I just don't know how I'll start looking. She doesn't live there now. She said, I just come to visit my mom. So please pray for her. She told me her name is Yuko. It just happened that there's another Yuko who is a friend of ours, the one who has a daughter, and we met at the Hoikuen, and we've been friends like for a long time, but God brings Yuko-sans in my life. So that was something amazing that happened on Sunday, and it has just kept me going for the week. We hugged with an unbeliever. Okay, let me know. I don't know if she's a believer or not, but I don't think. And then there was just this joy that filled my heart that it's not all about corona. There are amazing things that are happening. And God just wants to show us that I can still do amazing things even in this season of fear and anxiety and everything. So please pray for her. I'm really praying that I'll meet her again so that we get to talk and know each other more. She knows my house. So now that she brought the note, I hope she can come herself too. So I want to thank God for Yuko. Second thing, yesterday was Joyce's graduation. We are so, so happy she graduated. You know, many events have been canceled. Yuko's daughter, they canceled her graduation and anything at her Hoikuen. And so we were just anxious. Every day I'm checking my email because they are not sure they will cancel or not. But trust me, I really wanted to see this graduation because I don't know if I'll see any other graduation in Japan. I'm here on one-year contracts. I don't know how long I'm going to be in Japan. And so even in Shogako, it will be like another 6 years before we see a graduation if we are still in Japan. So yesterday was a special day for me. I prayed and told God, I know corona is spreading, but God, this ceremony is just so precious to me. I just have one child, and I would love to see their graduation. And God did it. They canceled the party that we were to have afterwards, but they said the graduation will be there. So what they did is Joyce's class has 51 children, and they are in two gumis, Ichigumi and Nikumi. So they said, for the sake of graduation, let's divide the kids into two so that the parents of Ichigumi come in the first, they finish their session, they go back home, and then Nikumi session come. And of course, it was sad because I wanted to see our other friends in Ichigumi. We are in Nikumi. But by God's grace, most of them just stayed around until we finished, so it didn't have any meaning because everybody wanted to see everybody after graduation, you know? So including our best friend. We have our best friend in Hoikuen. Her name is Sanami-chan. And it's just so amazing because Sanami-chan's mom stayed until the end of the second graduation ceremony. So later in the night, I just told her, I'm so thankful that you waited for us. She said, even me, I wanted to take a picture with Joyce. So I had to stay all that time until the second graduation ceremony ends. So they just hung around the field until we finished and we could all take the pictures and just share good moments. You know, of course, they told us, every one of you come with a mask and sit 1 meter away. All those rules, you obey them. But the graduation was there. It was just so emotional. The children are so sad. You know, I'm looking at the video and just laughing. The children are so sad. Joyce is so sad. One boy is just crying throughout the songs. He cries so much, and his mother is also, like, so cryful. I remember during the last Hapioka, she was really crying, the mother. The kids sang the song Furui Tokei. I don't know what's the name of that song in English. That song is so emotional. So they were singing during their last hapyokai, and the mother of this boy was just crying. So yesterday the boy was crying. He cannot wipe his hands, so we are watching the video with Joyce and just laughing. He's just pressing his eyes to push the tears because he cannot do this. And he's just singing. So it was such an emotional. I'm just grateful to God that we had the graduation, and we are looking forward to the new Gakut, the entrance ceremony, and we know it might be there by faith. And so thank you so much for praying for us. 6 years has been a good journey for myself and Joyce. It's been up and down, but God has been faithful. And so we are just thankful to God for that. Thank you very much.
Good afternoon, my name is Katsuya, and as you have already known, I teach at an elementary school, and as Grace mentioned, there's a graduation ceremony in 2 days, the 17th, the Tuesday. All the precautions are being taken against what's been happening around, but everything that's been mentioned here, you know, that if one person gets the virus, the entire school, and the school has kindergarten up to university, so it's a really big deal, and everybody's being a little too sensitive and a little too nervous about it, but that's the situation that a lot of the schools, especially the private schools, are facing. So the prayer request is all the right steps will be taken tomorrow for preparation and Tuesday during the ceremony, and they try to cut down the ceremony to 30 minutes. So I think this past week, all the teachers got together and rehearsed, and everything was done within 20 minutes. So it should be okay, but if you could pray for my elementary school's graduation, which is on the 17th, on Tuesday. Thank you.
I just want to thank for the 30s of existing in this world, yeah, and praise God, because yesterday is my birthday, even though I don't have celebration. Just stay at home and then work yesterday. Yeah, praise God that God give me the chance to go back here. At the same time, I meet my wife here in Japan, yeah, and even though we are long distance from now, because yeah, still waiting for 1 year to go back to the Philippines. Yeah. And please keep praying for me, because I'm still thinking if I still go back here after 1 year, because we're going to pay the house. It's 2 million. That's why if I only work 1 year here, I can't pay the house. That's why I need to extend. I need to make sacrifice, yeah, to help my wife paying the house. Yeah, our future house. Yeah. Thank you. God bless.
Hello, my name's Jim. The same for us. We've got graduation ceremony was meant to be on Thursday, I think, and then we were told we wouldn't be having a graduation ceremony, we'd just be meeting with our group of 15 students. And then 2 days ago, I got a message from one saying, what's happening? I said, oh, we're meeting. And she said, no, they're sending it to us. So the graduation certificate's being sent. But then one of them said, but we are allowed to meet unofficially. It's up to us. And so we're meeting, we'll meet outside by the lake. And every year I give them either a Bible, or I've been giving them the book by our hearing impaired minister, Cordy, St. Mia Cordy. It's about her life and witness. But it's, so I wanted to be able to meet them and give them that and wish them all the best. I'm sure that their future has suddenly become unsteady. I mean, if they were, you know, one's got a job as a cabin attendant, who knows what would be happening in the next month. So I'm just, if you could lift them up in prayer this and this time together. Thank you.